Secret Seven Adventure by Enid Blyton. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
Read by Sarah Green. It lasts 1 hour, 40 minutes. Here is a brief description of the book. A priceless pearl necklace has been stolen and the Secret Seven have witnessed the thief making his escape. The question is, where has he hidden the necklace? This book is in 20 chapters and is on one CD. This is a Daisy recording and has one level of navigation to indicate the start of each chapter. This book also features phrase-level navigation on compatible players. This book was published by BBC Audiobooks in 2009. This copy has been made under a CLA licence for the use of visually impaired people and may not be further copied, including any electronic copying or transmission. Copyright in this recording vests in BBC Audiobooks.
Chapter 1. A Secret Seven Meeting. The Secret Seven Society was having its usual weekly meeting. Its meeting place was down in the old shed at the bottom of the garden belonging to Peter and Janet. On the door were the letters SS painted in green. Peter and Janet were in the shed waiting. Janet was squeezing lemons into a big jug, making lemonade for the meeting. On a plate lay 7 ginger biscuits and 1 big dog biscuit. That was for Scamper, their golden spaniel. He sat with his eyes on the plate, as if he was afraid his biscuit might jump off and disappear. "Here come the others," said Peter, looking out of the window. "Yes, Colin, George, Barbara, Pam and Jack."